Proclamation number 5931 of 15th of April, 1954. Jesus Christ is the gate to the kingdom of light. The gate to the kingdom of heaven will truly be opened for you if you only want to enter it and turn to the right gatekeeper. To Jesus Christ, who himself will then lead you into his kingdom. There is no other gate where you can exclude the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ and still attain beatitude. Without Jesus Christ, the gates remain closed to you and you have to remain outside the kingdom of light until you also decide to entrust yourselves to him and his guidance. Until you acknowledge him as the only path to the light, as the Savior and Redeemer of all people who live in adversity and misery without him, be it on earth or in the spiritual kingdom. You all have to surrender to him, you all have to enter the path he showed you at the time of his life on earth. You must all follow him, then your path will lead directly into the kingdom of heaven. Then you will have returned to the Father from whom you once came forth. But without Jesus Christ you constantly go astray. Without Jesus Christ you do not see the right path. Everything is without light before you and you don't realize that you are walking downwards instead of upwards. You must choose Jesus as your leader and follow him without resistance. For it was through Jesus Christ and his act of salvation that the gates to the kingdom of heaven were first opened. Through Jesus Christ and his crucifixion the path was opened for you humans. He walked it for you, the path of atonement and infinite suffering. He removed all obstacles which blocked your path to the Father. And he himself took the burden from you so that you can now ascend freely and easily if only you follow him, who went before you. Therefore no soul will find entrance into the kingdom of peace and light which rejects Jesus Christ, which does not acknowledge him and his act of salvation and therefore is not released from its great guilt of sin either, which again and again falls to the ground and cannot rise to light heights on its own, which also sees no path leading upwards but constantly strides downwards because the divine guide Jesus Christ cannot assist it as long as it opposes him. He alone is the gate to eternity, he alone admits into his kingdom or denies entry to the souls which enter the spiritual kingdom after the death of the body. He alone segregates the souls according to their will. And blessed who are already his on earth. Blessed who acknowledge him as God's Son and Redeemer of the world, who see in him their Father from eternity and have also joined him for all eternity. These he leads into his kingdom, which offers bliss without number. But the gates to the kingdom of heaven remain closed to his opponents, who have to remain outside for an infinitely long time until they too call upon the one who can lead them to the light. Jesus Christ, who redeemed the world from death and sin. Amen.